means our garden ladies are here.
Good morning,
to talk
Joni.
About the garden talk. We have Mardell Gunn and Michelle Zeiger here to talk about gardening issues.
Good morning, good morning, on another
morning.
Beautiful...
Oh, man, perfect.
Oh, amazing October, isn't it? We're so lucky. The forecast says it's not going to last for long, so...
We'll take it when we get it.
Get everything in the next couple days, because it's going to be back to October as we know it soon, so... So, last time we ended in a rush trying to finish about carrots, and we didn't really do that, and so I spent a bunch of time this last week getting my carrots in, so we're going to finish talking about carrots.
Yeah, so one of the other questions was, why are my carrots hairy with roots all over them this year?
So... probably because you fertilized with a nitrogen right before planting your carrots. If you're going to do this, if you're going to put a manure-laden fertilizer in, a compost or with manure, do it in the fall so that when you plant your carrots in the spring, you're not planting it right in that really fresh manure, high nitrogen soil. Another thing that will cause it is a little bit less controllable. If carrots get waterlogged,
we had lots of rain.
Yeah, that's right. Summer. And so that's a really hard thing. I guess it goes back to, you can also try to put more organic matter in your soil, because that's going to help with keeping your soils get less waterlogged. But so those are probably the two main reasons that you've got hairy carrots. but, you know, those hairs just do come off. You just have to work a little bit harder at getting them off.
Uh-huh.
And I've had a bunch of people ask me about growing carrots in containers if you don't have a lot of garden space and people still want carrots. And yes, you can do it. I've seen good luck and I've seen some, well, maybe not luck. I've seen some good results and I've seen some not good results. But I think the one thing that I would recommend is use some of those smaller carrot seeds. Thimbelina is one name. There's many different kinds. But if you use the ones that are shorter, that the taproot, how carrots grow is they've got a taproot that goes down in May. When you plant them in May, that little root starts to go down immediately in May and June. And so it goes down, down, down. And if it hits, like, the bottom of your container, or if it hits a rock or a stick, that's what causes them to be malformed. That's what causes the conversation pieces of carrots. And so that's why I'm recommending that maybe short carrots in a container.
How many would you put in a container? How far apart, kind of thing?
Does that
make a difference?
It does. And I think the one thing about carrots is that if they have more room to get bigger, they will get bigger. If they're really crowded together, they're not going to grow nearly as well. And so now there's a couple different styles of doing that. You can plant them thick and thin them, or you can be one of those people that's quite meticulous about planting them apart, and then you don't have to worry about thinning them. So, again, that's kind of personal preference. But, yeah, that's another important aspect. So, Michelle, do you ever get carrots that have their shoulders green?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially after the rains.
Because the rain washes it away.
The rain has washed away the top of the soil.
And if you are a diligent gardener, it's a good idea to go back and put soil back on top of there so you don't get green shoulders, because they don't really hurt you, but they don't taste very good.
Yep.
You know, you just have to, they're not very sweet. So Michelle was just telling me that she let a carrot go to seed, that she sometimes lets them go to seed.
Intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because carrots are biennial. So it means that if you leave it in the ground, it just goes to seed. So what do you do with that? Or do you do anything? You just let them go?
I just let it grow to see what would happen this year. And we had such wonderful warm weather early in the summer. So they bloomed, and mm-hmm. they were really pretty. And
do you have seeds?
They came, yeah.
Wow.
I
so
got
we've
seeds
got an,
out
okay,
of
great. Mm-hmm. We got a big enough season. At some point, we are going to spend a little bit of time on this radio conversation about seed saving and growing seeds, because
awesome.
That's a whole nother topic. But so carrot seeds can be done.
Yeah.
So in doing some research for this, I found some interesting facts out about carrots that I want to share. And one is, I was always told that your vision gets better if you eat lots of carrots. And It's true. If you have a vitamin A deficiency, it will improve your night vision. But if you don't have that vitamin A deficiency, it's probably not going to make it better.
Well, do you get orange? Does your skin get
orange? You can. Yeah. The carotene in carrots definitely will put an orange tinge if you get enough. It's quite a bit, but that's definitely possible. And those of you who are buying those little baby carrots in the store in packages, if you are concerned about nutrition, that's probably not the way to go. Those are not baby carrots.
What are they?
They are whole carrots that are cut into pieces, and then they're put into a machine and banged around to take the peel off and to make the edges rounded.
Like a tumbler.
Aww. So what you're doing with that is that you're taking the peel off of a carrot. And whenever you peel a carrot, you are taking significant nutrition. That doesn't mean that they're not worth eating, but it's just if you care, you're getting the most bang for your buck nutritionally if you buy whole carrots with peels on them. So,
or grow them in the little container and you end up with small carrots.
That's right. Exactly. That works too. And then you don't have to buy baby carrots. Okay, so we got a question about, I'm leaving town in October, returning in November. Can I or should I leave my carrots in the ground?
Well, it's really a matter of personal preference. If you do leave them in the ground, I'd cover them with straw or something like that, dry leaves, and then put plastic or rime on them. That makes them easier to find and dig them up after the snow's fallen. And I'd also, like where I'm at, if I don't get a snow cover, it protects them against the freeze-thaw a little bit.
So it just gives them some more protection.
A little more insulation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you want them to get cold and stay cold instead of coming back and forth.
The back and forth, right.
And they'll be easier to find if the snow has fallen, and then the carrots will overwinter in the ground if they're covered. But it's not the most convenient storage place. It's hard to get out there and get them up. But if your house is 70 degrees and your refrigerator is full, that might be a good place to do it.
Yep, it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. So,
so let's talk about those other kinds of storage of carrots.
Okay. So, fresh storage. Interestingly enough, the vitamin A content on carrots actually increases up to 5 months of storage. So you are not hurting yourself by storing your carrots.
Right. It's not diminishing at
all. No, it's not diminishing. Vitamin A. So now the purpose is of carrots is you've got to keep the moisture in carrots because what they want to do is they want to dry out. So your goal is to keep them moist. The ideal temperature for carrots is between 38 to 40 degrees. But not everybody has the ideal temperature and the ideal situation, and we're going to talk about that a bit today. But remember that any tuber that you are trying to store, whether it be carrots or beets or potatoes, whatever, they're a living being. And a living being, maybe that's not the right. They're a living organism.
And they're alive.
They're alive. And so they need air. And so don't put them in a plastic bag and seal them up because they don't like that. They're not going to do well. You've got to figure out a way to give them some air. So if you store your carrots in a plastic bag in the root cellar or in a cool place, put some holes in that bag because then that gives them some air to breathe. The other thing about storage is make sure you remove the greens from the top of a carrot. And do that as soon as you take them out of the garden.
Now, do you cut the top or you just pull them off?
That's a good question. What do you do, Michelle?
I break it because that it keeps it from weeping. Okay. It doesn't, or bleeding, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you break it, it breaks on the cell lines.
So I'm doing an experiment this year because I have always broken them, the same as Michelle. But I have read in a couple different places that you should cut the shoulders off. So I am doing my same storage of both. I'm doing a couple different storage options, and I'm cutting some and I'm breaking some. And I'll tell you next summer which works better. I'm not sure. So, so break off the greens because the greens are going to suck moisture from the carrot. So don't pull them out of the garden and leave the greens on for a day or two. Get it off right away. then most people cover their carrots with sand or peat moss or some sort of medium. Be careful not to get that too wet. I lost a whole crop of carrots 1 year because I had too wet of sand. And so you can. Some people use seaweed beach mulch. Some people use sada. Some people use peat moss, sand. Lots of different things are used. So I think that's enough about, I think that covers everything about storing fresh carrots. But there's some people who just don't have the space or the desire to keep them fresh. And so you can blanch and freeze carrots just like any other vegetable. Mm-hmm. You can also dry carrots quite easily. And then you can just take those dried carrots and throw in a soup or whatever. And then a friend of mine takes those dried carrots and puts them in a blender and pulverizes them and makes them into a powder. And then she takes that and puts that in smoothies, soups, whatever. And so that's a good way to get kind of a easy dose of carrots. So we've been asked several times through doing this about storage of fresh veggies. So we're going to take a little bit of time to go into some more specifics on ideas of how our crops, we can store our crops here. And we're going to give you the ideal conditions, but then also some ideas of how people do it in real life, because not everybody has a root cellar and whatnot. So
in real life.
In real life. Yeah. So a root cellar is probably the ideal way, obviously, to keep veggies the longest since they grew in the ground. Mm-hmm. George Figdor has said that he has lots of extra space in his root cellar, and he's offered it to any Garden Conversation or listeners to store some boxes there for them.
Nice offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
thanks, George. Mm-hmm.
He is leaving October 27th, so you must get in contact with him before that time. If you want to call him, his number is 766-3755.
So what is it about a root cellar that makes the storage easier and better than other things?
Well, it's to begin with the high humidity, and because you need like 90 to 95% humidity.
In the ideal condition.
In an ideal condition, uh-huh. And the evenness of temperature. So And even in a root cellar, you don't get steady, even temperature.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But
it's probably, I've come to the conclusion that that's why my carrots go to sprout in the spring.
Yep.
Because that's when my root cellar starts to really fluctuate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And up to just a 5-degree temperature differentiation will cause carrots to sprout, is what I have read. And mm-hmm. so I'm starting to be more vigilant and alert about that. So what some people are doing is a way of dealing with this, and Melissa is one person who had a good suggestion. She uses coolers, and coolers will help keep the temperature even. Or you can build a wooden box with foam and insulate it. So what you're doing is you're trying to keep that even temperature, you want it cool, and you want to keep the moisture in. And so those are the two, moisture in, but you've also got to have air and ventilation. So
how does she keep them cool within the cooler?
She has hers out in her garage. And so it's an unheated place, but because the cooler is there, she can keep them from freezing, and it just evens out that temperature a little bit.
And okay. Where does she get the air from? Airflow.
I believe that she uses her cooler. She leaves the tops of the coolers open, but we'll have to ask Melissa more details
on
that.
With a drain hole.
With a drain hole.
There you go.
So one thing also is do not, in your medium that you choose to use, don't use cedar sawdust or treated wood sawdust. You can use regular sawdust. My personal experience was that I kind of felt like my carrots tasted when I used spruce sawdust, but I don't know if that was my imagination or not, but mm-hmm. But now the trick then, in my experience, is getting that moisture level to the right level. Remember, your carrots, your potatoes, everything, they've got the moisture in it already, and you are just trying to keep it in there. You don't have to add more moisture.
Right.
So, okay, we've run out of time again. So we will probably talk about potatoes, beets, onions, garlic storage in a future episode. So if you have questions about that, let us know.
And how do they let you know?
They let us know by emailing us at garden@khns.org.
And you can also, those are archived. So you
everything's
can also,
archived.
Right. You can go back and listen to your favorite, if you miss the information or if you're unsure of it.
Yeah, great.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joni.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. The garden talk. How fun is that?